Fashion Notes, 12 Best and Worst Dressed from the 2024 Oscars. By John Binder on March 11, 2024. The Academy Awards are the belle of the ball of award season, where starlets and studs get to step out in their most glamorous ensembles. Sunday evening's show showed many got it right and others who, well, let's just say, need to fire their stylists. Here are my top 12 best and worst dressed of the night. Best Dressed, Carey Mulligan in Balenciaga. Carey Mulligan in this recreation of Cristobal Balenciaga's velvet and tulle mermaid dress is what fashion dreams are made of. The gown first appeared in Balenciaga's 1951 winter collection and was famously worn by British model Barbara Golan. It's no coincidence Mulligan was itching to wear it to this year's Oscars. According to WWD's Booth Moore, actress Felicia Montealegre, whom Mulligan played in last year's Maestro, married American composer Leonard Bernstein in 1951, the year the gown made its debut. Mulligan played the styling to perfection, letting this dress have its moment without competing necklaces, bracelets, or elaborate hairdos. The giant studs on her ears are all that's needed for a fashion moment like this. Worst Dressed, Emma Stone in Louis Vuitton. Emma Stone's having as many Oscars as Bette Davis makes no sense to me, and neither does this dress. From the shoulders up, she's a knockout. But this Louis Vuitton custom gown from Nicolas Ghesquiere could double as one of those paper fortune tellers you made during science class in fourth grade. It doesn't help that this shade of mint is strikingly similar to Nurse Scrubs. Best Dressed, Ryan Gosling in Gucci. Ryan Gosling in this custom Gucci suit is a guide on how to do relaxed menswear for an otherwise stuffy evening. The sequin piping, unbuttoned silk shirt, and black patent leather lace-up shoes make for an undeniably cool look without being underdressed. Best Dressed, Lily Gladstone in Gucci. Another Gucci moment on Sunday evening was Lily Gladstone in this custom frock where the brand's creative director Sabato De Sarno teamed up with Joe Big Mountain, a Native American behind the Iron Horse Quillwork label. The result of the collaboration is a bold, and yet not overbearing, nod to Gladstone's heritage and her victory as the first Native American actress to be nominated in a major Oscars category. Worst Dressed, Emily Blunt in Schiaparelli Couture. Beware of this floating shoulders trend, it can ruin a red carpet for even the biggest of stars. It's a shame that likely hundreds of hours of sequin work on this dress is utterly wrecked by Schiaparelli's insistence to include trompe-l'oeil briefs, giving the illusion of men's underwear, and jutting straps that look as comfortable as sheet metal. Best Dressed, Kirsten Dunst in Gucci. I could hardly narrow down to only two photos of Kirsten Dunst in this beautifully crafted custom Gucci gown that could easily be a wedding dress. Every angle that this dress is photographed from is more regal than the next, a difficult feat. The dress is particularly significant for Gucci as it helps usher in creative director Sabato De Sarno's vision of passionate simplicity, in a very public way, at the luxury house. Worst Dressed, Cynthia Erivo in Louis Vuitton and Ariana Grande in custom Giambattista Valli Haute Couture. These two were, I assume, using the Oscars as press for their upcoming film version of Wicked where Erivo plays Elphaba, who becomes the Wicked Witch of the West, and Grande assumes the role of Glinda, later becoming Glinda the Good. Erivo's green leather ruffled, what the actual hell, gown and Grande's custom Giambattista Valli cotton candy explosion look like costumes cut from the movie. Cheesy, tacky, and most of all, ugly. Best Dressed, Lupita Nyong'o and Giorgio Armani. Lupita Nyong'o gets invested in her fashion choices. This year's Oscars was no exception. Knowing she'd help present during the Best Actress category, Nyong'o dipped into her personal archive to pull out this custom Armani Privé gown from 2020 but never worn. The gown is an homage to her soft blue silk Prada gown she won 10 years ago while winning her first Oscar. Worst Dressed, Margot Robbie in Versace. Margot Robbie had some of the greatest fashion moments on the red carpet last year with her whirlwind press tour for Barbie, recreating look after look of the iconic doll. It's only fitting that Oscars watchers assumed she'd cap off the year of Barbie with a pink spectacular, despite the Academy snubbing her. Instead, Robbie chose this jarring black sequin number right off the runway from Versace's Fall 2024 collection. With its uncomfortably taut bodice and awkwardly placed draping, this was a miss that no one saw coming. Best Dressed, Jennifer Lawrence in Dior Haute Couture. Tlalans on my best dressed list, mostly because polka dots are nearly impossible to pull off in still photographs. They don't tend to pop, instead appearing flat, but they work remarkably well on her in this ladylike long draped strapless number from Dior Haute Couture with Swarovski diamonds. Worst dressed, Florence Pugh in Delcor. Florence Pugh has become a staple on my worst dressed list. Here, in this space age ensemble from Delcor, she does it again and with flying straps. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.